QSL card requests will not be processed, as we said, until October 20th, 2025. For more information, including time slots and bands for which operators have signed up, visit their website, WWV 106th Anniversary. The Clifty Amateur Radio Club of Madison, Indiana, will operate special event station W9EFU, September 20th, 2025, 1400 Zulu to 2200 Zulu, for Remembering the Freedom Trail, Underground Railroad through Indiana. The event honors citizens of Madison and the surrounding area, along with others throughout the state, for their efforts in providing safe passage to escaped slaves from the South. Frequency used will be 28.328, 14.314, and 7.207 megahertz. Additional information, including a special e-certificate, can be found on the club's QRZ page. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT Board of Directors annual election ended on September 15th. Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Barry Baines, WD4ASW, and Frank Karnauskas, N1UW, were elected to a two-year term. Douglas Tabor, N6UA, will be the first alternate serving a one-year term. The board will meet prior to the AMSAT Symposium in Phoenix on October 16th and 17th. The Board of Directors meeting is open to all, unless due to an NDA, they must have a closed session. If you're new to satellites or have a question, there's a wealth of knowledge on the AMSAT bulletin board. You can ask from the simplest to the most difficult questions, and someone should be able to assist you. You can send your question and follow the replies by sending it to amsat-bb@amsat.com. If you're looking to see what satellites are actually operational, visit amsat.org, click on Satellite Resources, and click on Current Satellite. If you would like to find the operating frequencies of a particular satellite, click on the Satellite Resources again, and then Frequencies. It's broken down into FM, Linear, and Digital, so you can get exactly what you're looking for. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.